Originally, there were 3 elm trees on the marketplace, said to commemorate the union of the 3 kingdoms, England, Scotland and Ireland, in the reign of James I. Under the trees stood the stocks. One tree disappeared before 1800, another was blown down about 1832, and the third was damaged by a bad storm on the 4th of July 1884, but recovered and continued to flourish until around the end of the 1940s. 7 linden trees were planted around the marketplace during the late 1800s to compensate for the eventual demise of the third elm tree. As with all small towns in England, Olney residents were deeply affected by World War I. An indication of the impact of the war is recorded in Mr. Joe Garner's diaries for this period. 2 images are included showing mounted servicemen and soldiers during World War I, conducting training or recruiting exercises on Olney Marketplace. The war memorial sited towards the north of the marketplace was erected in the form of a cenotaph and commemorates the 64 men from Olney who died in service during the First World War and the 19 men who died in service during the Second World War. The memorial was unveiled on Sunday the 1st of May 1922 by General Lord Horne of Stourcoke. The 2 images show this event. The story of Olney Pancake Race on Shrove Tuesday began around 1445. In those days, the custom was for housewives to use up excess fats by cooking pancakes. They would then take them to the church as an offering and symbol of sacrifice for Lent. This custom was prevalent in many regions of England. Today, many people still give up something for Lent, usually a luxury such as chocolate, or alternatively, take on a charitable task during Lent. One year, so the legend goes, a young woman from Olney, who had just finished making her pancakes, heard the sound of the parish church bell tolling, signifying the shriving service was about to begin. Harassed by the bell, she stopped everything she was doing, picked up her frying pan complete with pancake, and ran to the church. And so, from this legend, the pancake race was born. The Shrove Tuesday event in Olney was revived in 1948. The rules state that the competitors must wear headscarves and aprons and must assemble on the marketplace before 11:55 a.m., complete with frying pan and pancake. The photograph captures the scene at the start of the annual Olney Pancake Race in 1956. In that year, the race was won by Cicely Sparrow. Today, the Olney Pancake Race still takes place annually, but the course of the race has now changed a little from the original route. It used to start at the old town pump on the marketplace and finish close to the main door of the church. The current route begins outside the Bull Hotel and finishes near to the small side gate to the church in Church Street. The final leg up the churchyard was abandoned in the early 1950s. The distance remains unchanged at 415 yards. In 1950, the race became an annual international event. Olney accepted a challenge from the town of Liberal in Kansas, USA, to compete in an identical race. Since that year, the race wins have been shared broadly equally between the two towns. This annual international event continues. During the 1950s, a very functional but not particularly aesthetically pleasing brick-built bus shelter and toilet block was erected opposite the Bull Hotel. But, on the other hand, for some years now, some very attractive flower beds have been meticulously maintained by Olney Town Council staff on either side of the bus shelter. These flower beds, coupled with the Olney sign, several tasteful benches, and other pleasing accessories suitably positioned on the marketplace, do much to ensure that Olney retains its abiding image as an attractive town in which to live.